This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man, I want to get into something that I wanted to nominate for the Today Game. But every once in a while, we have something that is a candidate on the Today Game that I think we should feel free to pull out and make a bigger topic.
Pull it out and make it bigger.
Because if you're, you know, yes, it could be one of the five candidates in the Today Game.
It's like a Louis C.K. topic.
Well, but sometimes it's such an important topic that, you know what, we maybe even do a whole segment on it.
Okay. Is that one of these instances?
This is one of these instances. This is. And Shippy, feel free to have creepy, suspicious, alien music or conspiracy music or crisis scary music.
Something horny.
Because it was on this day, 40 years ago, that one of my favorite movies came out, Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Mm.
All right? Close Encounters of the First Kind is a sighting of an alien. Close Encounter of a Second Kind is evidence. Close Encounter of the Third Kind is contact.
Yeah, man.
So Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
It's when you hit it.
Man, it was a fantastic movie, too.
Really
and
good.
You know what? It stands the test of time, too. It still holds up a little bit.
You know, like you have memories from your youth that are so distinctive and so vivid. It's almost like it happened a week ago. But I have very distinct memories of buying. What they used to do is they used to sell these promo books for big movies. And obviously they did with all the Star Wars stuff. But I can remember learning about Close Encounters of the Third Kind because while my mom was grocery shopping at Skaggs Albertsons right there at Beltline and Plano.
Oh, yeah.
On the magazine rack, they had 11x18 Close Encounters of the Third Kind books. And they were like, not like hardbound books, but they were in between books and magazines, right? They were like the sturdy promo material. And it was probably like 36 pages of stills from the movie, you know, little descriptions written out. And I remember we bought it, and I can remember walking through Skaggs with it in my hands and taking it to my mom and going, I have to have this. I mean, look at this, because the real iconic picture is the little boy, and I'm probably a little bit older than that boy's age at the time this movie came out. I believe 78, and so I would have been 7. And the little boy opens the door, and the light from the starship is shining through the door. And so you're kind of see the lights of the starship coming through the door, and the boy is standing there unflinching. He's in no way afraid of it because he is communicating with the aliens and feels at one with them. And I just remember that image just staying with me and being so amazing because when you're 7 years old, you feel like aliens are very, very real. There's not even a conversation about if they are real. It's just it's obvious there's aliens from outer space.
Right, right. Just like it's obvious that anytime you're in the ocean, there's sharks all around you or whatever. It's just one of those things that you think about as being it's real.
Right.
And it's omnipresent. It's just the thing that's happening. And, you know,
did that movie change the way you feel about mashed potatoes?
It did. Now, I anytime I see somebody in my family building a mountain out of mashed potatoes, I know that we got to go get in the car and go to that, find that mountain.
It's coming.
There's going to be aliens there.
Okay, do you also remember because when we were probably like third or fourth grade, we all found out that Devil's Mountain was a real thing because wasn't it close to Mount St. Helens, I believe?
I don't know.
Because they filmed at that Devil's Mountain, you know, or that's where
Devil's Mountain.
That's where they came down and then it was like
Devil's Night.
Later in life, found, man, that's a real mountain. Like, no way. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. So, let me just go around the round table. Skin, do you believe that aliens exist?
I do. I think I probably think they're different than most people, but I do believe in the presence of creatures that are from the future.
KT, do you believe in aliens?
Yes, but not on Earth.
But do you believe that aliens are out there? They just haven't found Earth yet?
I think there's just other worlds that we don't know about and we'll never know about.
All right, Shippy, do you believe in aliens?
Nah.
Well done. Turn your mic off.
Thanks,
son of a...
I mean, he's kind of right. Like, we make this big thing of, like, oh, he's aliens, and it's like, well, we'll never see him.
Okay, but I have a theory on that.
I'm the guy who needs to see it before I can believe it.
I do believe in aliens, but I've always held this theory. You're going to tell me that aliens can travel. And by the way, my family is from Roswell, New Mexico originally.
Oh, wow.
So I'm pretty sure my parents are aliens or witness protection or something like that. Maybe both.
True dat.
But if aliens can travel across the galaxy and bend time and get to our planet, why do we think that they wouldn't be able to disguise their spaceship as a Southwest Airlines 737? We think they're going to get here, and they're like, oh, dang it. We got here, but we can't hide our spaceship in the sky. What the hell are we going to do? Oh, man, let's come back later. No, if they want to come here, they can have an invisible spaceship. It could be made of mirror glass. It reflects everything around it. Mm-hmm. Or it could just look like a blimp or an airplane or whatever the hell they want it to look like. So if they're here, they don't want you to see them, KT, so they're not going to let you see them. But you better believe they're here because there's so many people getting probed.
I think that's more of like a kind of a fetish.
What? Kind of like alien
a,
fetish?
Like a club what? Scene.
Wait, how did that ever start? The probing.
Well,
gay guy created this?
It's hillbilly stuff.
It's an episode of South Park, one of the first episodes.
I think that was before that. But
yeah, Shibby, I think they made that episode because of all the probing stuff.
Oh,
in fact, if you go back to 1993, Bill Hicks did a lot of comedy routines on alien probing.
Really? Well, yeah. So what is his theory?
I think he's saying that why, if these aliens were so super smart, would they find the dumbest people and interact with the world's dumbest people?
And why do they just want to know what's going on with the butt?
Right.
Probing is just a kind word for that act, too.
Well, you know,
that's just a more gentle word for what that really is.
But that's what we all think of, right? No, like, if you go to prison or you get beamed up into a spaceship, either way, you think you're going to get probed back there, right?
Yeah, well, you know why, right? Is your what is your son Max doing in science class?
I hope he's not dealing with that.
Are they opening up frogs and such? That's what my daughter's doing.
Are they already doing frogs? I haven't heard of him dissecting
a
frog yet.
Well, that's from the aliens. You know, they probe your ass because they want to know how you digest stuff.
The education system is messed up. We've just been cutting up frogs for years.
Hold on.
We've always done it.
No, I believe.
It's a weird way to teach people stuff.
if there are aliens out there, it could just be them inhabiting other planets that are a long ways away. But it also could be us in the future coming back, time traveling. Now we've gotten away. We don't exercise. Our bodies have changed over the thousands of years, and now we just look like these little white aliens like they had in Close Encounters that are all worn down with no real features, and we're coming back to try to save the planet or just steal resources or something.
It's evolution. If you believe in evolution, we started as monkeys, and so as time has gone on, we think of time as happening in a straight line. That's not how time happens. Time is experiential. If you just do geometry, time goes infinitely in both directions.
I don't want to have to do geometry.
No. This is the people don't really think this through. We experience time in one direction. We have our memories that take us back in the other direction, but really time is all happening at the same time, right? So if you believe in evolution, the direction we're going in, we lose our hair. Right now, there's a lot of people that are even changing their diets and getting smaller, okay? So really,
that we're going to turn into those aliens is possible?
If you believe in evolution, then it would make sense that a creature that looks like that would be us in 300 to 400 years or whatever. But the whole point about time is aliens aren't coming here from somewhere in a straight line. Mm-hmm. They are skipping through time.
But there's a hole in the ozone.
There's a hole in the ozone layer.
And so if there's a hole in the ozone, we also get real pale. Because basically our pollution ends up blocking the sun.
Right.
We stop exercising. There's no light. We end up looking. Our eyes get real big.
Right.
But our technology is off the charts.
Well, also, we don't need that sort of stuff.
When do we get Wookiees?
Okay, guys.
Technology is wonderful.
What is one of the main ways that diseases are transmitted?
No condom.
Sex.
That's
right.
One of the many ways. Mosquitoes are another one.
I know, but I'm just saying, if you really want to look at an evolved species, they're going to eliminate sex at some point for their own preservation.
God, I don't want to be a part of that species.
And figure out other ways to reproduce.
Just amplify birth control.
That's why by the time that we come back as aliens, we're crotchless.
Oh, dude. I'm not going to vote for you. I'm voting for KT.
We look like G.I. Joes
the
on
platform,
the crotch.
The sexless platform that you're running on for aliens. alien super president is not.
Let me hear your platform.
We're just not coming back.
Let me hear what you want to run on.
We're not coming back as aliens. We're not coming back. That just doesn't happen.
Are you really going to go with this platform?
I want to hear. It's not really well thought out.
He's barely
talking. But you're saying we can't keep having sex, though?
Absolutely, we can keep
having
sex.
All right, I'll vote for KT.
I don't think he can articulate his platform.
And you're removing all crotches, is what you're saying?
We'll eventually rub crotches, just like your little sister does with G.I. Joe and Barbie dolls. I'm just saying that the revolution is happening.
Yeah.
Evolution is going to be a diseaseless, unisexual, hairless,
okay,
thin thing that's kind of all Gandhied up.
Do you think, like, with all the differences that we have with each other across the globe, if an alien spaceship comes down on the planet and we don't even know what its intentions are, and it just comes down, or maybe even multiple spaceships, and they just hover, and we're waiting to find out how we're going to deal with it, do you think we would all come together as humanity to come up with a universal plan?
There's no way that Keith Olbermann and Sean Hannity would let that happen.
Not those guys.
Yeah, there's no way it could happen.
They covered this in Arrival quite well. There ain't no way in hell.
Dude.
You couldn't get the world leaders to be on the same page about what to do.
What were those Chinese dudes doing?
Some of them wanted to go to war. Some of them wanted to be exploratory.
Russia.
Want to stand off.
That was the last one where the giant Tylenol spaceship lands.
Yeah. That's how it is. That's the thing.
Great movie.
And you know what? That spaceship looked like a suppository. Why? Probing.
Oh, probing. That's a great point.
Why do we give aliens so much credit?
Oh, my God. Hey, I just want to say. I want to say to any aliens out there listening or monitoring Earth, that's KT Fun Tweets taking shots at you guys. We want no part of that. We support what you're doing out there with your alien science.
I'll sleep face down tonight. I don't care. Okay, so listen to this.
That's because he's going to make love to his MyPillow.
Why do we also take ourselves so seriously and think we're that awesome?
Uh-huh.
Because if they wanted to hang out with us or come take advantage of us, they would already damn done it. If we cared that much about them, we would already found them. But no, we just sit around and we make excuses about space. Our space knowledge is so crappy compared to other worlds.
Have you heard this segment?
We're breaking it down, dude.
By the way,
I'm an alien by the end of the segment.
Does your MyPillow have a Sean Sharif sidearm accompaniment with it?
I'm gonna get a strap on for it though.
What?
You bought the one that's got
an arm strap on.
Oh, okay.
You bought the one that's got the little well on it, right?
Surprise, mother.
Hey, it's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan, and I think we've all learned a lot about aliens. And God bless you both for being a part of this scientific discussion that we can all have maturely.
Yep.
As adults.
Let's get Cataldi on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.